Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
Helium Arts is a children's charity dedicated to enhancing the well-being of children and young people with lifelong physical health conditions through creative arts programmes. Today, they launched their 2023 impact report and officially announced the expansion of their creative health programme. To tell us more, I'm joined by Dr. Pamela O'Connor, who's consultant, neonatologist, paediatrician at Children's Health Ireland at Crumlin and the Coombe Women and Infants University Hospital in Dublin. Dr. O'Connor, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
Tell us a little bit about Helium Arts and the work it does. I'm fascinated by it.
You know, it's a fantastic charity. It's set up in 2010, and in 2020, it started a creative health programme where, in fact, I think the pandemic helped us pivot and develop virtual workshop programmes. But at that time, prior to the pandemic, we had planned to operate in outpatients of hospitals. And we have been doing that since then in paediatric outpatient hospitals in Cork and Limerick, Galway and Mayo. And it has reached that particular programme, 6,000 children. But
Since starting,
we've reached 10,000 children. And as you know, children with lifelong medical conditions can really feel isolated. They may not get the opportunity to join regular camps like in the summer, like cool camps that we all know, or art camps in the community. This allows children to belong to a group with the security for parents knowing that there's medical support, even in the community or also in the outpatients, that there's somebody there to buddy up with them if they need more support.
Yeah.
And the child really feels part of something, you know,
yeah.
and often as they grow through the organisation, they become youth, young adult members.
So there's a progression and a development as well. Do you know what I love about this, Pamela, is that, as you say, children do want to belong. They want to be part of some gang somewhere. And if these patients or children have lifelong physical health conditions, does that in some cases come with chronic pain? And do the creative arts programmes help alleviate that in any way?
Well, there's mental pain, certainly. 20% of children with chronic medical conditions have mental ill health. And while some have physical pain as well that can be addressed by the medical team, but really, I suppose it's a holistic approach to their care, not just thinking of the model of medical care, but also thinking of their well-being and how they can belong, how they can feel not weird or not, you know, alone, and, you know, not joining in their friends' groups in school, which they're not really part of because they can't join the soccer or they can't play rugby, etc. These groups have really helped children that have significant conditions such as epilepsy or cystic fibrosis or juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. There's so many conditions that are very debilitating for children, and they sometimes have to take a three-hour journey up to Dublin to go to the appointments, sometimes, you know, eight times a year. And there's the dread, and they're nervous, and they're stressed out, and they're sitting in a waiting room with a ticket, and they're wondering when they're going to be called. But actually, helium workshops that have started in the hospital outpatients have really helped these children make it a positive experience for all. Even the parents sometimes can get involved. It distracts them. It alleviates stress. And the impact study reported this. We looked at nearly 3,000 children attended last year in these programs. And 100% of children, parents and doctors said that the healthcare experience was much improved by the hospital programs we were delivering with helium.
Which makes the officially announced expansion of the creative health program even more exciting, Pamela, really, when you mention that.
Huge, because we've now, I suppose, we've reached Dublin. We're going to be based in Dublin. Think about so many specialists have to be based in Dublin and kids have to make that trip to Dublin. And so many more children will be reached with this project. And it's a three-year partnership with the Art and Health Programme in CHI. And Fiona Smith leads that up. And she's working with us to make sure that we can deliver these workshops, you know, in Tallaght and Connolly Blanchardstown now, and hopefully as the new hospital is opened, we'll be there as well.
So is it possible that children who would be eligible for the Creative Arts, Helium Arts programme, but don't know about it or don't know how to access it, what should they do?
Well, first of all, there's a good website, www.helium.ie. And on the top right section, when you get into the website, there is an area of just tell me about local community workshops or camps that might be on at weekends or in the summertime, but also where the workshops are actually being run in hospital outpatients, pediatric hospital outpatients. So you'll be able to, you know, link in, sign up. And it won't have to be, I mean, if you're in a waiting room and you see a workshop setting up, you'll be invited to join if you're in the local area of that outpatient. But going online will give you a lot more information as a family and as a patient. And we've had some kids today at the launch who are now late teens talking about how just pressing that link has changed their lives. They really feel part of a family and they've grown with the charity and really have found their tribe as such. Mm-hmm. These are very creative people. There's so many multimedia arts programs within Helium. And it's exciting just seeing the Creativitude exhibition today that's on in the Naughton Institute in Trinity. It's where the Science Gallery used to be on Pier Street, and it's free, and you can come in, and there's also free workshops for the next week.
But you know what? It's doing my heart good, actually, to talk to you and hear about the work that Helium Arts is doing, because all I can think about is the benefit that's being accrued to all of those children with lifelong physical health conditions. More power to you and your team, is what I say,
the
Doctor.
The artists are fantastic and the volunteers. And thank you, Cormac.
No, thank you. And we'll talk again about the expansion. That's Dr. Pamela O'Connor, a consultant neonatologist, pediatrician at the CHI in Crumlin.